You're listening to the G-Ray Records Music Network. You enjoy.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. I'm Arsenio, your host for the G-Ray Records podcast, and today we're jumping into something, well, fascinating. I think the art of imperfection in music. We're going to explore how things we used to think of as mistakes, you know, flaws, are actually being celebrated now. It's kind of becoming the heart of why some music really grabs you.
Yeah, it's a really interesting shift. Oh, by the way, I'm Inara, also your host for the G-Ray Records podcast. And we've got some great sources lined up. We'll hear from creators like Brian Funk and producer Dan on YouTube sharing their own experiences. Plus, we've got some iconic music history moments and research from G-Ray Records who really track these kinds of trends.
So, a good mix.
Right? And it's not just about the sound itself. It's deeper. This dive is really about why things like rawness, vulnerability, maybe even human error are suddenly so appealing in music and how that connects to, well, bigger things happening in society.
Okay, let's unpack this then. What exactly is this imperfect aesthetic? Because it sounds like more than just, you know, someone hitting a wrong note by accident.
Oh, definitely. It's quite deliberate. G-Ray Records calls it a cultural rebellion against sonic perfection. I mean, think about it. We're in this age where AI can make flawless vocals. You can fix almost any mistake digitally. And this movement says, no, let's actually embrace the raw stuff, the vulnerability, the little human errors. It's a pushback.
Yeah, like what Brian Funk was saying in one of the videos, he mentioned going from like meticulously editing out my imperfections to now actually really loving just kind of making weird stuff that shouldn't make sense. That's quite a turnaround, isn't it?
And what's really fascinating here is how these supposed flaws can actually be the things that make music feel alive, that make it captivating.
Producer Dan really gets into that. Yeah, he explains how imperfections, they can present variations. Yeah, and that can set us on a path of evolution, giving us new ideas. He even says they had swing intention to a beat. Interest anticipation. Yeah, basically these little glitches offer like movement, growth, or dynamics, or fun surprise.
Exactly. It connects to this desire for a world that feels, I don't know, more human, more organic, less perfectly rigid. That kind of flawless perfection can feel a bit it's sometimes we seem to crave that authenticity.
Right. And producer Dan had a great specific example, didn't he, recording two guitars?
Mm-hmm.
An acoustic and an electric. And he said the electric was a little sharp because I had put a cap on it. Ah, normally you'd probably just fix that straight away.
You would? Yeah.
But he found that tiny imperfection actually made the electric guitar differentiate itself from the acoustic. Did it stick out a little bit? Said it was almost like a natural chorus effect, a flow-creating character.
A perfect illustration, and it makes me think of that Salvador Dali quote, have no fear of perfection, you'll never reach it. Ha! Kind of sums up the whole idea, doesn't it? Maybe chasing absolute perfection is missing the point.
Yeah, maybe it is. Which leads to the flip side. What are the potential downsides of chasing that perfection when that becomes the only thing you aim for?
Well, producer Dan gives us a really strong counterexample there. He talks about that Kiss album from 2009, the one where they re-recorded, 15 of their classic songs, right? And he points out, you know, they had all of the benefits and ease of today's modern digital recording environment. So everything was just meticulously edited and polished and tuned and fixed. Absolutely perfect, technically speaking.
And the result for him, he said he listened once and never listened to that album again. Pretty blunt. Wow. He just felt it was missing a lot of the joy and life and spontaneity that those old recordings had from the 70s. You know, before everything was auto-tune and copy-paste.
Mm-hmm. It really raises that question, doesn't it? Can that constant striving for flawlessness actually, maybe unintentionally, strip out the soul? The very thing that made people love the music in the first place.
A real paradox. Okay, so we've seen the potential trap of perfection. Let's shift now to how those genuine, sometimes messy human moments, flaws and all, can actually create something truly iconic.
Yeah. The Happy Accidents producer Dan tells a brilliant story about mixing Disco Inferno, you know, the Tramps. 1977, Tom Moulton was mixing Legend, right? And apparently a new assistant set the recording levels completely wrong. Moulton comes in, listens, and thinks the mix sounds totally lifeless. So not knowing about the levels, he starts working on it, heavily compressing things, adding bounce to try and fix it. Okay, then they figure out the level mistake, but because the levels were wrong when he did his work, his mixing ended up being heavily exaggerated.
Yeah.
But guess what? Everyone loved how it sounded, so they just released it that way. That happy accident, as Dan calls it, gave birth to this iconic disco song.
Amazing. Just pure chance creating something classic makes you wonder how many other hits have stories like that.
Absolutely. And it shows the studio isn't always this controlled environment. Sometimes magic happens in the chaos. And speaking of iconic, imperfect moments, Richie Havens at Woodstock.
Oh yeah, powerful.
Think about the setup. It's broad daylight, just him and two other guys, simple mics, like maybe SM58s. His guitar, it was apparently almost beaten to a pulp, something he used constantly. It actually had holes in it.
Wow.
And on top of all that, the sources say the sound was not good.
So technically everything was kind of against him.
Wow.
Rough setup, beat up guitar, bad sound.
Exactly. All these imperfect elements, yet that performance of freedom, it was just so heartfelt and so electrifying. And so in the moment, it became this amazing and magical moment. It wasn't about technical perfection at all. It was about that raw human connection.
That connection really cuts through, doesn't it? It reminds me of that Marilyn Monroe quote. It was better to be absolutely ridiculous than absolutely boring. Maybe sometimes perfect is just boring. And imperfection is human, gloriously. So,
well put.
Okay, so this brings us to a really important point from the research. This isn't just about happy accidents anymore. The G-Ray record stuff makes it clear this is now often an intentional choice. A whole resurgence that's deeply tied to digital culture.
Absolutely intentional, and you see it playing out in a few key areas today. First, think about lo-fi, hip-hop, and chill beats. Super popular, right? On YouTube, Spotify, everywhere. And those tracks deliberately use things like vinyl, crackle, and off-grid rhythms. It's meant to evoke, you know, authenticity, intimacy, right?
That cozy, nostalgic feel.
Exactly. Then you have TikTok and DIY culture, so many viral hits start as like unpolished demos, voice memos, maybe just one. Take performances.
Yeah.
That rawness feels more real on those platforms, more immediate than a super polished studio track.
Yeah, it cuts through the noise.
And third, look at bedroom pop. In the indie scenes, artists like, say, Claro Biba, Dobi, Alex G, they've built huge followings with music that sounds homemade, vulnerable, and emotionally direct. That's part of the appeal.
It's kind of ironic, though, isn't it? We're using sophisticated digital tools now, specifically fake the sound of old analog floss.
It is ironic. We call them the tools of imperfection. Producers are using plugins for things like bit crushing and tape emulation. Yeah, basically software designed to make audio sound slightly degraded, like an old tape or a vintage video game. Adding warmth, distortion.
Intentionally making it sound worse to make it feel better.
Pretty much. And they're often ditching quantization, you know, snapping notes perfectly to the grid for off-grid timing. Leaving in those tiny human timing errors to make it feel less robotic, more alive.
And vocals, too.
Yeah, even vocal imperfections, things like breath sounds, slightly pitch cracks. Instead of editing them out perfectly, they're often left in now to preserve emotional truth. But the key here, and GA Records stresses this, is that it's intentional imperfection as a storytelling device. It's not just being sloppy, it serves a purpose.
But does that create a new problem? Like, if everyone's designing these imperfections, does it make a genuine happy accident feel less special when it happens?
That's a really sharp question. There's definitely a tension there. I think the difference comes down to the intent. Is it just chasing a trend, or is it genuinely serving the emotion of the song? Trying to create that deeper connection we talked about, the best examples still feel rooted in that.
That sounds connected. And that desire for connection. It seems like this whole thing goes way beyond just music production, doesn't it? It feels like part of a bigger cultural current.
Oh, absolutely. If you zoom out, this rise of imperfect aesthetics really mirrors a broader cultural shift. We seem to be valuing vulnerability, transparency, emotional honesty more these days.
But how does that play out?
Well, firstly, think about mental health and authenticity. As conversations around mental health become more open, music that sounds real, maybe a bit messy, emotionally complex, resonates more, right?
Like a slightly shaky vocal might convey anxiety better than a perfectly tuned one.
Exactly. Then there's what you might call an anti-algorithmic rebellion. In a digital world that often rewards predictable formulas, imperfection stands out. It disrupts the feed, grabs attention, maybe builds a stronger connection than something that feels too slick.
A human touch in the machine.
Precisely, which leads to the third point, human versus machine. With AI music becoming more common, these imperfect aesthetics become a powerful signal of, you know, human creation. The touch, the emotion, the spontaneity that AI arguably can't replicate yet.
So it's really championing.
Well,
emotional truth over technical skill.
Yeah, or at least prioritizing it. Vulnerability over flawless, virtuosity, human connection over just hitting the algorithmic sweet spot. It's a statement of values, really.
And this massive shift isn't just changing how music sounds, it's completely rewriting the rules for how it gets marketed, right? Totally. The whole industry is having to adapt. This focus on imperfection is forcing marketers to rethink everything from branding right down to how they talk to audiences. So what does that look like in practice?
Well, the big theme is authenticity over aspiration. Forget the glossy perfection of old ads. Now, things like rough demos, studio bloopers, candid voice memos, that stuff is marketing gold.
Behind the scenes, warts and all.
Exactly. And visually, too. Lots of unfiltered visuals, grainy phone videos, maybe VHS-style edits. It signals intimacy, closeness. Artists are also encouraged towards narrative, vulnerability, sharing personal struggles, creative doubts. It becomes part of the brand.
And that connects to what the research called platform native imperfection, like on TikTok or Instagram Reels.
Precisely on those platforms. Something raw, shaky camera, and a cracked vocal can feel way more real and engaging. It might even go viral because it's not polished. It fits the platform's vibe.
So the lack of polish becomes the selling point.
which leads to this idea of anti-branding is branding. The anti-polish is the polish. You see it in deliberate lo-fi design for album art or merch. You see artists making glitch as signature, like digital glitches become part of their aesthetic. Some even release limited edition imperfection, alternate mixes, demo versions of special things for dedicated fans.
Wow. So the paradox is marketers now have to very carefully design the imperfection so it feels organic and not manufactured. That's a tricky line to walk.
It really is, and it raises a fascinating question for the future, doesn't it? As this strategic use of imperfection becomes more common, how will it affect our ability to even perceive real authenticity? Will we start to get cynical about flaws, wondering if they were put there on purpose? The line could definitely get blurry.
What an incredible journey we've been on today, looking at the art of imperfection in music, from those amazing happy accidents that created classics all the way to this very conscious, intentional movement we're seeing now shaping not just the sound, but even the marketing. It really feels like a shift away from just perfect notes towards, I don't know, hitting the listener right in the feels.
Absolutely. It reinforces that core idea, beautifully captured by Leonard Cohen. There is a crack in everything. That is how the light gets in. And as our sources showed, sometimes those cracks, the glitches, the flaws, that's where the soul lives in the music. It's about embracing the human element.
Moving from just technical perfection to celebrating emotional truth and that genuine connection. So here's something to think about as you go about your day in this world that seems increasingly driven by algorithms and the search for flawlessness. How might embracing your own happy accidents, maybe not in music, but in your work, your projects, even just your daily interactions, how might that unlock something new for you? Maybe more authenticity, deeper connections, or just an unexpected breakthrough. Definitely something to ponder. Until next time on The Deep Dive.
Crack vinyl spinning, echoes in the air, yeah. Dusty grooves singing, flaws everywhere, yeah. 808 thump, but the kick ain't clean, yeah. Dirty snares snapping, sharp and mean, yeah.
Hums in the static, voices in the mist, yeah. A broken note blooming, still can't resist. Sweet soft key, yet they glide through space, yeah. Beauty in the chaos, a crooked embrace.
Chip paint on the canvas, still we create. The flaws be the flavor, we celebrate. Ooh. Imperfect, perfected, the rise is a lick out the cracks, we connected. No need to correct it, imperfect, respected. Raw souls, the directive, every scar, every mark is the art that's affected. Imperfect, perfected, the rise is a lick out the cracks, we connected. No need to correct it, imperfect, respected. Raw souls, the directive, every scar, every mark is the art that's affected.
Southern roots gospel, whales in the back, neo soul whispers, pulling us off track, jazz chords bending, never in the frame, minor keys melting, never sound the same.
Auto-tune stutters, breaking at the seams, raw takes rising, breaking polished dreams. Ain't about pristine, it's the vibe that you feel. Messy hands crafting, what's broken but real.
Yeah, perfect, affected, the rise is a ledge out the cracks, we connected. No need to correct it, imperfect, respected. Raw souls, the directive, every scar, every mark is the art that's reflecting. Imperfect, perfected, the rise is a ledge out the cracks, we connected. No need to correct it, imperfect, respected. Raw souls, the directive, every scar, every mark is the art that's the factor.
Hi, this is Samantha. Thanks a million to everyone for your overwhelming support by listening to the G-Ray Records Music Network. Also, when you find the time, you might want to check out the G-Ray Records podcast. You enjoy.